This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hello and welcome to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast. I'm Lori Baranski, and today we have the director and choreographer of the New England Patriots Cheerleaders, Tracy Sormonti. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Lori. Happy to be here.
So glad to have you. You came on before.
I did.
Previous seasons, though.
Yes.
So we haven't had you yet this season.
That's right.
Looking forward to next season. So this is huge, huge for you. For you to be here.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Very happy to be here. It's a nice break in my day to spend time with my buddy Lori.
Hey, how you doing?
So sweet. So you just had the workshop last weekend.
We did. We had the audition workshop. We had 146 participants in the workshop.
Good turnout.
Yeah, it was a huge turnout.
And the weather held out for you?
No, the weather actually was terrible. It was snowing all the way through, probably halfway through the workshop.
Wow.
But people, you know, they braved the storm, and, you know, a lot of people left very, very early.
Kudos
a lot of people
to them.
Got hotels the night before and made it on time.
Wow, because, you know, I was in Rhode Island. I'm from Rhode Island, and it wasn't that bad. I woke up thinking to myself, oh, Tracy's going to have a good turnout because it's only like an inch of snow.
Yeah, no, there was a lot. Wow. In Connecticut, where I live, we got about 6 inches.
Wow.
Up in New Hampshire, they got a lot of snow, and, you know, it ended up being nice for the commute home. It turned to rain, so everybody was safe. But
well, that was good. A good turnout.
Yes.
So hopefully
great turnout.
This coming weekend, you'll have a good turnout because it's the preliminary auditions.
That's right.
So on Saturday, March 8th at 11 a.m., you're encouraging everybody to be there by 11 to register, correct?
Exactly. A registration starts promptly at 11. We hope to be done with registration as early as noon so we can get the day rolling.
Right. And it is a long day, so people should prepare, you know, bring tons of snacks, some water, and hopefully it's a long day for you because, you know, cuts are going throughout the entire day. How many cuts do you plan on making on
just two? This year, we're only going to make two cuts. So
is that why it's later in the day a little bit?
A little bit later in the day, and I think we're getting so many people now that travel in from, you know, Maine, New Hampshire, you know, even as far as New York, that, you know, to give them a little bit of a break on the morning of auditions instead of getting there at 8, you know,
having
start
to get
at
up
11.
At 5. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Plus, it's better for them, more rest.
Right.
They'll have a better audition, hopefully.
Right. And people do need to bring a lot of food, though. The day could end as late as 11 o'clock at night if people make it all the way to the last round. I mean, that's probably the worst case scenario, but that could happen.
Right.
So lots of food, lunch, dinner,
it's
plenty to drink.
It's an exciting day. You'll have adrenaline pumping, so you don't have to worry about being tired.
Exactly.
So let's give them a few tips that they can actually use if they do plan on trying out. You do have to be 18.
That's right.
That's a requirement. That's not even a tip.
Right. People think that to make the squad, you have to have extensive dance background. And yeah, that definitely is very, very helpful. And if you have an extensive dance background, you're probably going to have a better audition.
Right.
But we have cheerleaders on the team who don't have a lot of dance training, but they have a very, very natural ability. And, you know, they may have to work a little bit harder than the others, but they still have what it takes. So, you know, don't let that discourage you.
Right. And I personally came from a cheer background.
Mm-hmm.
So dancing was a little new to me.
Right.
So to say. But, you know, it works out. Everything kind of meshes together. And I would say it's more dance, cheer. There's no more dance than there is cheer. There's no more cheer than there is dance at auditions.
Yeah, exactly. We don't do, even on the team, we don't do stunts. You know, most of the games, the cheerleaders wear their 3-inch boots.
Right. Those are fun.
So, yeah, they're really fun. They look fantastic. But, you know, we don't do any stunting. But we do a lot of cheer style routines. We always have palms in our hands because we're dancing for the fans up in the third level.
Exactly.
So everything has to be big and visual. So the routines for this audition, we have one that's kind of more of a hip-hoppy, jazzy type routine, and another that's more of a really sharp cheer style routine. So even if someone doesn't have a dance background, as long as they bring the strength and the sharpness and their cheer skills in the door with them, they should do pretty well, at least with that second routine.
Right, right, because there's something for everybody, essentially.
Right.
So when they walk through the door, they should have a picture of themselves,
mm-hmm.
a recent photo.
A recent photo, yeah. You know, sometimes girls turn in pictures of, you know, when they were freshmen in high school because it happens to be an awesome picture of them. And we're in the judging room when we look and say, where is that girl? She's not here today. So it can be a full length. It can be a 4x6, a 5x7, an 8x10. I don't care. Color, black and white, doesn't matter. It can be a headshot. It can be
because
in a
swimsuit. It's just used, like you said, when you're in the judging room and you're saying, okay, this is Sally right here.
Right.
Remember her.
Right.
Right.
It's primarily for identification purposes.
Right.
It is helpful to see if she's photogenic, but at the same time, you know, we also discourage people from bringing pictures in, say pageant pictures that are, you know, maybe have been photoshopped, and that doesn't look like someone true to life either. So
right. Of course. So they want to bring their resume with that.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give them a little background on where they came from, what they plan on doing, what they're going on in their lives. They should also wear something. I think the most helpful part of auditions is wearing something you're comfortable and you feel like you look good in.
Right.
You know, if you're looking in the mirror and you're saying, these are kind of slimming.
Right.
Chances are you're going to not worry about that part of your body that you usually do.
Right. If you think you look good in that outfit, then you probably do. You know, don't ask your boyfriend because he's certainly not going to tell you don't look good in it. And don't ask your mom and dad because they think you look great all the time. Ask your best friend and ask yourself, look in the mirror and say, do I look great or don't I look great? Now, when you say comfortable, you know, really shouldn't mean sloppy sweatpants and a big oversized T-shirt. You know, you've got to, it's hard for the judges to see strong dance moves and sharpness and technique if you're dressed in big baggy clothes. So something form-fitting that you're comfortable in and you feel great in.
And you're going to dance in.
Right. You're going to dance in.
Sneakers or jazz shoes.
Right.
Something without street sneakers or anything like
that. Yeah. No, something that doesn't have a lot of tread on the bottom, because there are turns in the dance routines, and you want to make sure that, you know, you're not doing something that will prevent you from turning.
Right. Right. So bring all along your best game, your best smile, your photo, your resume, your favorite pair of sneakers or jazz shoes. Anything else I'm forgetting? I think that's about it. That's all they really have to bring, lunch, water, that kind of stuff.
And, you know, and if somebody's dropping you off, guests are not permitted into the facility.
Okay.
So you definitely want to have a cell phone so you can your family or your friend, whoever's picking you up, know your progress along the way to let you know if it's time to get you or if you're going to be there a little bit longer.
Right. And I would also suggest bringing a pen and paper. Like Tracy had said, it's a long day. And if you do make it to finals, you're kind of overwhelmed with all the dance steps and routines because they are going to repeat those if they make it to finals.
That's right.
You may want to jot down. It will make you feel better in the long run of that you actually have the steps on paper in case you forget an eight count here or there. But, you know, you don't have to. It's not required, obviously. It's just a little tip from here.
But it's a good tip. It's a really good tip. And the way that the preliminary audition process works is the first round, I'll do a group warm-up, and then I'll teach the first routine. Give everyone what I consider to be ample time to learn the routine. Everyone will perform it in groups of four. Once everyone has performed that routine, judges will go in and tabulate scores. The auditioners will be required to take a 20-minute break to make sure they're eating, they're staying hydrated. The current cheerleaders will put on a little dance show for them just to entertain.
Right.
And then, while the judges are still tabulating, one of the captains will stand up and teach the next routine to really make good use of the time during the day. So by the time the judges have tabulated, we come back into the room. That second routine has already been learned.
Right.
So that, you know, there are pros and cons to that, I guess. The con is that if you don't get selected, you just learned that routine and you're not going to use it. But the pro is it's fun.
Right. And it's a good workout.
Right. And it's a great workout. And it'll make you stronger for next year.
Of course. And now you brought up a good thing that all the cheerleaders that are currently on the squad will be there to help you out. Use them if you're going. Don't be afraid to ask them questions. Don't be afraid to ask them, is my foot supposed to be in this position or my arm supposed to be there? That's what they're there for. They're there to help you.
Right.
And they're there working to see you get on that floor. And you are auditioning in sets of four. I mean, groups of four. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid by that either, because some people get their nerves going and you're worried because it kind of was going along briskly. But just keep smiling and do your best. Don't stop.
Right.
Don't stop. Just keep doing what you can do. If you can do an eight count, do an eight count.
Right. And do a good eight count. And there's also the reason that the current cheerleaders do not have to audition from the final round, do not have to audition until the final round, is so that they can come and give a hand to all the auditions at prelims. And they're not looking at it as competition. They want to have the best 24 people on that team.
Of course they do.
And you know, and they are there to help. And while the groups, while they... girls are dancing in groups of four. Two current cheerleaders who have just learned the routine last night and Thursday night will learn the second one around the floor right in front as a guide. So
that's
it's kind of like a little cheat sheet. You really can't go wrong.
Right. I completely agree.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid to try out. Get up in the morning. Come try out. Get a good workout, if that to say the least. It's a lot of fun. Meet a lot of people. It'll be a good time. And who knows? You might be cheering for the New England Patriots in the 08 season.
That's right. And you can't make the team if you don't try out. What have you got to lose? Nothing to lose and everything to gain. You know, Lori.
Of course.
A great experience.
Of course it was. Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much for joining us today, Trey.
Thanks, Lori.
So join us again next week for a brand new Chit Chat podcast. Until next time, Tracy and I will see you on the sideline.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime. for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.